Hello, and welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy, and I'm here today with our PE teacher, Coach Chris Schlender. Today, we get to hear from Coach Chris about what all is going on in his corner of the school, PE classes in grammar and logic school, as well as a new elective he is teaching. Thank you, Coach Chris, for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, so Coach, will you please share with us about PE at Veritas? What would you say is specifically special about our program, and can you speak to our classical approach?
Sure. You know, in a classical setting, the idea is that we are grounding the students in the grammar ages with information and knowledge that then they then later in logic and rhetoric ages are then utilizing to communicate and to express themselves. The gymnastic and art and musical and artistic elements can employ those same skills, but they also add a poetic learning. Things that we are developing that are new to the program are basically expanding on things that were here prior, but letting it evolve into new dimensions. For example, in the grammar school, we've always done a pretty good job of evaluating skills that they have and offering some feedback to parents. But now I'm trying to take that and expand it to where we are giving reports three times a year to the grammar school students' parents, informing them of observations on their abilities in a variety of areas. And those areas actually are evolving as time goes on also. This will be the first year that we've been able to accomplish having three reports. The second one went out sometime after the beginning of the year, and the final one will be in April, where we'll really be able to focus on more running events and some culmination of abilities as young as kindergarten all the way through fifth grade. How that's playing out in the logic school is developing a whole series of challenges, exercise challenges that they can work on in a few minutes each time they come to PE. The idea is that they set a benchmark for themselves in a particular area, say something like a dead hang or a 50-yard dash. And then as the year goes on, they're able to come back to those particular activities or exercises and see, did they improve? Did they improve because of their efforts during PE? Did they improve because of their efforts with, you know, activities outside school or sports at school? Did they see themselves grow over the year? And that's really what I want to offer to all the grades, is a way to see improvement and their own bodies develop as time goes on.
And I feel, as you're describing that, I feel, you know, so many people's PE experience was kind of, you know, the PE coach throwing out the ball and saying, you know, have fun, guys. You have an hour, 45 minutes, you know, shoot the basketball around, play some four square. But I think what I'm hearing is that our program is a little bit more intentional too.
Yes, I really do enjoy being intentional about endeavors of all kinds. It doesn't necessarily mean that we are micromanaging the experience, and I'll speak to that here in a little bit, so that, you know, there's only a certain way to engage the activities. But I do want the students to have an opportunity to not only learn something new, but to learn how the process of developing their own body actually happens. A lot of them are going to be doing it naturally because as they submit themselves to the rigors of being on one of the athletic teams here at Veritas, they're going to be doing that.
Right.
But I guess I want them to be able to see directly some of what the improvements are. And for the ones that are not necessarily on the athletic teams, I want them to see, hey, there are ways that you can expand your abilities that don't require you to be an athletic team if that's not really what you're about.
Right. I like that a lot. What are some of the favorite activities you would say, like, if they get to choose, if there's like a choice day or there's some time for them to pick an activity, what are some of the favorites right now in grammar and logic, would you say?
Well, I think that in grammar school, basketball is always big. It continues to be
competitive.
Yeah, and the competitive side of basketball is big. Soccer is also another big one that the kids like to do. But there's never a lack of interest in good old-fashioned dodgeball.
Ah, yeah.
It still is a favorite. And so I try to offer it from time to time, but not as much as you think. It's kind of a special thing we do. And then also capture the flag.
Oh, yeah.
Is a longtime favorite. Probably could be the one that is enjoyed by all ages, irregardless. So I've experimented with some variations on that theme just to mix it up a little bit, but just the regular old capture flag is still what they love to do.
I would say that was probably my favorite too. So can you specifically speak about your Jog the State assignment? And what is it? How did it go? Who won? Tell us all the details.
Sure. This was an idea that I originally learned in a previous teaching situation. I like the concept, and I've sort of expanded on it. The idea was that to jog a little bit each day in class and measure how far the students would go, and then collectively combine their individual efforts into a group effort. And then once you get that mileage for each group's jogging each class, then it's not hard to plot it on a map and have a picture of how far have you gone as a group. It's been really fun to watch the group find, no matter what their ability level is, success in that. Because everybody contributes, no matter if you are a really good runner or not at all.
Right.
And especially this year with the restrictions on wearing masks and even having to wear them while we're running, people can adjust to exactly what their body needs and still contribute. So it's been neat. We started in September, really even at the end of August, and by Christmas we were already into the hundreds of miles where the kids were jogging collectively, and they would get very excited about seeing their numbers increase and watching on a map that I have in the gym the little yarn string extend out. We kept doing this all the way through until March, where we finally had a team, or the grammar school was able to jog collectively enough miles to go all the way out to the Outer Banks, all the way to Cape Hatteras and Ocracoke Island, down through Wilmington, and then shoot through Charlotte back up to Veritas. Logic School joined us too, and they did a great job of catching up to grammar school and even leading them at some point. But that inspired grammar school to try all the harder, and the grammar school was able to win the day on the race.
I bet they were excited.
They are very excited.
And I heard a rumor you might be celebrating.
Yes, next Wednesday the 17th, we're going to be celebrating at the end of the day. We're going to have a ceremonial victory lap with the grammar school students, and which really is the first through fifth graders, to memorialize the accomplishment, and then have ice cream sandwiches.
Of course.
Well,
they earned it.
They did. They definitely did.
Well, that's great. Can you tell us about your elective that you are offering, and is it to the Logic School?
Yes, this is specifically for Logic School. 6th, 7th, and 8th are all eligible for it. It's a class that we developed last year, but we weren't able to complete because of the circumstances of the last school year. So this is the first year of getting a seat all the way through. It's called OWLS, and it's an abbreviation and stands for Orienteering Wilderness Leadership Skills.
Okay.
So the class is essentially everything you ever thought about Boy Scouts doing, but in here, right here on campus. The class focuses on how to use a map, read a map, navigate with a map, Obviously what a compass is and how it would relate to that. It focuses on helping the students understand how to provide for themselves in a wilderness setting with shelter, fire, water, food, and clothing. They'll learn skills not only to how to start fires in a variety of different ways, and how to prepare for going into the woods, but they're going to learn a lot of knot tying and different techniques that allow them to utilize things they find in the woods to benefit them. And the leadership side really comes down strong, because I think a large component of being a leader is being able to solve problems. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what these skills are. You never know exactly the circumstances that you're going to find or need to solve when you go into the woods. So you've got to have a bag of skills, a bag of tricks with you, things that you've been able to experience and know how to do, then that you then draw on to solve whatever problem you may have at the time. And so we talk about that a lot. You know, what's the problem? How are you going to solve it? Numerous ways they can get to solve those problems, and I really like that. And they take turns being the ones that sort of offer those solutions, right, and implement them.
That is so neat.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. Is that so? That's obviously open to boys and girls then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I bet you guys are utilizing the trails on campus a lot back in the woods area.
Oh, yes. Yes. We definitely use the trails a good bit. The outdoor classroom there is the focal point of where we spend our time. Mm-hmm. We've been able to create three fire pits there that we can use to practice. Mm-hmm. Even yesterday, the students were learning how to ignite tinder with a flint and steel.
Wow.
And many of them were successful. But the bulk of the woods then becomes an area where they can walk and look for resources. Even already, numerous students are able to walk into the woods and recognize a tree that is useful for fires.
Hmm.
and material that's useful for fires apart from material that's not.
Right.
So being able to walk the breadth of the woods and find the different things out there is great. Obviously then, also the orienteering part. So eventually they're going to have to travel the woods area to find different points on a map called control points. They have to find it in a certain order, in a certain amount of time, with no mistakes.
Wow.
And they will basically then, they're going to create courses for one another. So that they'll really get to learn how to not just do a course, but what it takes to make one as well.
Those sound like some really important life skills, and I would love to go camping with those guys. I think they would be able to take care of us if we got lost.
Yes, I'm very pleased. There are some that in particular that have already, in just 30 minutes, can get a fire going, a tarp up, and start boiling water.
That's fantastic. Well, Coach Chris, I so appreciate you sitting down with us today and sharing a little bit about what's going on in PE and in your elective. Yes. Veritas, be on the lookout for future podcasts. If you have something you would like to hear discussed, feel free to submit that to us. cpritz@veritasnc.org. We hope you have a wonderful day.